JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
Speaking of the States, it's reporting season. Are we seeing profits?
Yeah, actually we are. Sort of as most people were probably picked up, January was a pretty volatile month for share markets around the world. And I would make the comment that the US share market performance received plenty of headlines, but our local market was actually one of the standout poor performers as well. The local market was down 8.78% in January. It has bounced back though, 4-5% since the end of January. So it has turned around. But the US market is now working its way through the reporting season. This is for the fourth quarter of 2021. And Mike, the tone of this was going to be particularly important because this reporting season had the potential to either sort of give the market room to pause over that bearish sentiment that we saw in January, or just basically push on with all that sort of negativity and really give it a good old thrashing. But it would appear at the current juncture that investors are comfortable with the way the reporting season is unfolding. I mean, roughly two-thirds of S&P 500 companies have reported, and according to the various market data, it would appear that profits have risen about 30% in the fourth quarter compared to a year earlier, and that's a larger rise than was expected. Now, there's no hiding, though, there's a bit of a wary tone in the company commentary from reporting companies, and that's particularly in the case of their outlook. And that caution is all around the potential impact of, you know, Omicron, of inflation, Fed policy, political events, and that what impact that's going to have on their first quarter and second quarter profits for this calendar year. Now, amongst that news flow, I did want to highlight the pharmaceutical companies because the first response should be that they must be on a huge high. They're selling billions and billions of vaccines, but it's not actually the case. If I look at Pfizer reported in the last few days, their share price actually fell after their profit announcement. Slumped was a word I saw used quite a lot in the media, but I suppose it did subsequently recover. But the thing is, analysts had sort of lifted their expectations of the sales of their COVID-19 jab and the pill. But the revenue guidance from the company fell a bit short of that. You know, people got their hopes up. So 2021 sales and profit outlook both missed expectation, and that dragged down the associated pharma companies, you know, Moderna, BioNTech. And also, Mike, maybe there's a growing expectation or an air of inevitability in other parts of the world that we'll see this transition of COVID from a sort of pandemic and associated pandemic response to something akin to accepting it's, you know, it's just part of the health ecosystem, like the flu. So those boom times may be over for the pharma companies in terms of COVID and move back to business as usual.
Good to be a bank here, though.
Yeah, banks in the spotlight at the moment. That implementation of those tougher lending standards, you know, harder to get a mortgage. You've got to watch your Uber Eats and your nights out at the movies. But how was 2021 for the banks? Well, ASB released numbers yesterday. That's part of the broader announcement of their parent, CBA, of their profit announcement. They've reported strong lending growth, fewer impairment losses. That always helps your bottom line. Their home lending up 8%. That was a little bit below market growth. Good outcome for business lending. You know, that was up 10%. 22% rise in cash profits. So they made $742 million in the 6 months to December 2021. Net interest margin was a little higher, 219 basis points. That's a really important number for banks. They're going to pay CA a $650 million dividend. Happy days. Look, we'll have to wait and see what impact those tough new lending standards will have on bank lending. We will get a view on that in their half-year profit announcements. I thought I saw that the ASB CEO did make comments in subsequent interviews that their lending was down about 7% so far this year.
That's the new rules, yeah.
Yeah, and with the impact of the new rules. So if that's being felt across the banking industry, that's pretty material. That's a reasonably big number. Other interesting one, Mike, they accessed $4 billion in the funding for lending program from the Reserve Bank. So that's cheap money from the bank. So they will be enjoying that source of funding, I would say.
So that's ASB down 7%, ANZ down 6%. Anyway, yeah. Megan Woods on housing later on this morning. What are the numbers?
Well, another good morning, actually. Sort of, I come back and everything starts going up, Mike. Do you like that?
No, very much. Well, you are the lightning rod.
Anyway, the Dow Jones is up 254 points. It's at 35,716. That's up 0.7%. The S&P 500 up over 1%, up all 50 points, 4570. And the Nasdaq, as we speak, up 200 points, 1.4%, 14,395. FTSE 100 gained 76 points overnight, another 1% gain, 7643. The Nikkei also 1%, 27579. The Shanghai Composite 3479 up 27. The ASX 200, they gained over 1% yesterday, 7268. We also gained just under 1% on the NZX 50, closing at 12,433. One Kiwi dollar against the US, 0.6687, 0.9309 Aussie, 0.5848 euro, 0.4938 against the pound, 77.19 yen. So Kiwi dollar a bit stronger. Gold, $1,832.78. And no reprieve on the oil price. Brent crude, $91.36.
All right, mate. See you tomorrow. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.